Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Mondays, we break the live stream up into a couple of individual shows, I guess, mini shows. The staff meeting is in the books all as well at the radio station. The world famous Q100. While the meeting was going on, I heard from the Kent County Sheriff's Department that my request for the 911 audio from our pal Freebeer, Mrs. Freebeer, by the way, has been granted. So I was like, okay, cool. Now I can hear what went down over at the Burn King's house a week and a day ago when, according to my moles out in the field, actually saw our pal Burn King Freebeer being rolled out of the house on a stretcher and into an ambulance, shut the doors, drive away. That was seen. I have two. I'm not going to tell you who. I'll leave a little bit to the imagination. I have two moles in the neighborhood that are fans of the show. So just, you know, that's where that came from. In fact, when the first bit of information came in, the Burn King's ambulance was still in the sight of one of the moles who reached out. So that is fantastic. When I saw the information come in, it said, "Dear Eric, your FOIA request is granted for the 911 call," and it gives his address. I don't want to reveal like where the guy lives. "Copies of the requested records can be found online at," and then it gives the to log in, enter your name and request ID, which I did. "Portions of the public records provided to you were exempt and were redacted, erased for the following reasons. Denial is based on the following provisions of the Freedom of Information Act. MCL 15.243, Section 13, parentheses 1, parentheses A. Information of a personal nature where the public disclosure of information would constitute a clearly unwarranted invasion of the individual's privacy." Okay. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, I mean, I expect that. I mean, you want to redact various things. Also, addresses, MCL 15.243, Section 13, parentheses 1, parentheses B. "Investigating records compiled for law enforcement purposes, but only to the extent that disclosure would do the following. A narrative that contains intimate and or potentially embarrassing or personal information for involved parties. Also constitute an unwarranted invasion to personal privacy. Medical information." You know, you don't want that in there. You know, I get it. So I was like, okay, so what do we got on our hands here? Well, it turns out the only thing that was shared in the dialogue between the nose and the 911 dispatcher was information that fits into those categories there. So what we're then looking at is, this is the audio file, what it looks like. Now I know you're like, well, wait a minute, what is that? Well, just know that those solid blocks of green, those are all bleeps taking out information that falls into those categories that I was just describing to you. So essentially, I took one look at it. I go, well, they redacted everything. There's nothing there that is worth listening to. So I am going ahead and putting in what I think was actually said there. Okay. This is how it sounded. You will hear Mrs. Freebeer's voice to start. That part was not redacted.
Hey, I'm calling them. I'm not sure about my...
Greg.
Okay, what address are you at?
I'm at somewhere. I don't want to say. Eric Z.
Okay.
And that's in...
And that's in...
Not you.
And he's...
How
and,
old is he?
Well... Yeah, he's...
What symptoms is he having?
Well, he's a huge pussy. So he's stomping around a house, and he's just bitching all the time, and I'm sick of him bitching.
Okay. All right, stay in line. We're going to talk to a medical dispatcher. When they answer, I'll talk first, okay?
Okay.
Life
dispatch.
Hi, can I
transfer in Byron?
Go ahead.
Going to.
Oh, yeah. We got a huge pussy who's down and out. He's out of his feet. Off his feet. Yeah.
Correct.
All right. Is that a house?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you. Caller, tell me exactly what happened.
Well, he's just a bitch. And he's stomping around a house and he's complaining of this, that, and the other thing. And I've had it. And so I want him out of the house. He's a total asshole. Come get him.
Okay. Are you with him now?
Yeah, but I don't want to be. And, I wish I had a real man in my life.
How old is he?
He's old as fuck, and I'm way young. So, you know, if you know anybody who's like my age, and, hopefully with a lot of money, I'd be interested. So, come get this asshole. He'll be in the front lawn. And get him out of here. And then I won't have to deal with him for any amount of time. Okay, so if you could do that, I'd be very, very happy. Thank you.
Okay, do you have any...
Yeah, I've got tons of... I don't
know. We'll be around about 3.
Yeah, okay.
Copy, can I ask?
All right. So that's worthless. Tyler says, I wish it was Freebeer that called himself and had brain tumor talk to the 911 operator. Oh, my God. Tyler says, quote, I found out he was messing around with a coworker named Maitland. So I beat the shit out of him and he needs medical attention. Yeah, that's all hypothetical. That didn't actually happen. That's all alleged. You can't just go and throw that around. That could get somebody sued. You don't want to do that. How come when I try to get that 911 call, everything's redacted? But when Pellerito gets a 911 call, nothing is redacted. I don't know. Maybe they've got more redaction principles in place in Kent County than they do Ottawa County. Or maybe Freebeer has lots of like people that are on the inside redacting for him, and I don't. Like, people hate me. That's entirely possible. Maureen says, this is very disappointing. Yeah, I agree with you. Very, very disappointing. Well, Tyler says, HIPAA. I figured that whole thing was going to sound like that. So are you suggesting then that when I call, it isn't HIPAA? I'm just calling to say there's a fucking weirdo out in front of my house from the hard living line area that's parked in front of my mailbox. That's not HIPAA. That's just, that part doesn't get redacted. Okay. I can live with that. We tried. There's some news from the hard living line area of Duran, Michigan, which, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's somewhere near our beloved Maureen's stomping grounds. Isn't Duran somewhere near Owosso? There's a big story going on there where it was at one of the local schools. It's a third grader. The kid goes home and says, "Hey, Dad, we've got a Be Kind Hat Day coming up at school. So I'm going to be able to wear a hat that day." Now, I don't know if the kid is brainwashed or the dad kind of got involved. Because I'm guessing if, you know, on Be Kind Hat Day for a third grader, that you'd wear a Be Kind hat. But Duran, Michigan is a hard living line area. So the third grader comes walking in the school and she's got her book bag and her little lunchbox and the hat that she's wearing has an AR-15 on it and it says, "Come and take it." Now, how spectacular is that? I mean, okay. Now, the school said, "Okay, you can't wear that hat." So they made her take the hat off. So the dad finds out, the hard living line dad finds out, and he's a patriot. You know how it is in Michigan. Everybody, half the population is really tightly wound. They got fucking "Don't Tread on Me" flags all over the place. They've got, rebel flags. And the dad finds out, so he's sued the school. A violation of civil rights. You have, it's the kid's right to free speech. Now, if I was running that school, I would not have asked that child to take that hat off. In fact, I would have said, "That's a great hat. And I'm going to get all my information that I can. And just see where it goes." And encourage the kid to wear more gear like that. Now, we're not 100% sure if she like really believes that. I mean, what third grader is walking into school with a "come and take it" hat? So it's not clear whether she really believes that or the dad made her do it. But I'm all for it. You want to know who these people are when they're willing to tell you who they are and what they're all about. Let them. Don't tell them that they can't. These are all things that make you aware of what your surroundings are. It's just like a guy who's driving down the road in his shitty truck with 8 flags on the back. Don't be mad at that guy for having stupid flags on his fucking shitty truck. Be happy that he's letting you know that he's of that type, of that ilk. And you let off the gas, you let him go. He's probably going to roll the truck in a matter of minutes anyway in a road rage incident. So isn't that a book that's out right now? I think I saw Jackie reading a book the other day, my daughter, at the graduation. I had heard of the book, but I don't know much about it. It's called Let Them. When I take a look at it, it's a philosophy or a mindset that when people do A, B, C, and D, don't worry about it. Let them. So I said to her, I go, they wrote a whole book about that? I mean, seriously, they got a whole book about telling people to let them? She goes, yeah. I go, for example. She goes, well, when Justin decides to put his pants into the wash with the belt still on the jeans, no matter what I tell him, he's still going to do it, so let them. And I go, okay. And conversely, when he puts his pants into the wash with the belt still on the jeans and you yell at him, he's going to say, let them. Let her yell at me. She goes, exactly. The book is all about people can't do things when you tell them to do it. They got to do it on their own. And then I get back to, I go, yeah, so a whole book about let them. Yeah. I'm like, so when someone comes up with a philosophy, a stupid philosophy, and writes a whole book about it, it actually might be a good philosophy. I actually like the philosophy. And they decide that they're going to write a book about it, and you decide to blow $30 on that book, let them. Piano Finger Banger says, when the NFK smears peanut butter and feces all over the cabinets, let them. Exactly. And that's kind of where I am. I mean, it takes a lot to make me go, hey, because it's not gonna matter. So just clean it off and just be done with it. That's a great way to look at it. Yeah. Get out of the business of telling people what to do because it doesn't matter anymore. I would add that to my commencement speech, too. Let's see. Maureen says, my friend was telling me about this book recently. She wants to get a Let Them tattoo. It would be her first tattoo. When people decide that they want to blow all their money with Let Them tattoos, then let them. I'm like, yeah, I got better things to do with my time than read a book that's telling me what I already know. What was I talking about? Oh, so this kid, this legal battle went all the way to the federal court. And, it has been learned now that the school district did not violate the kid's right to free speech. Now, dad has been fighting for this and the kid for 2 years, 3 months. Just months prior to that incident, several students had moved to the Durand Area School District from Oxford shortly after the school shooting. Parents of the third grader. Did I say it was a girl? I don't know if it was. Oh, no, I take it back. It was a girl. Parent of the third grader, Adam Straub, claims that his daughter picked out the hat that she wore to school. An AR-15 rifle, along with the text, come and take it, were prominently displayed above the rim. So, you got a bunch of students that are in the school that are from the Oxford School District where the school shooting had happened prior. You got the kid loves AR-15s and the hat, according to the dad. Now, everybody knows that the AR-15 gun is made specifically for school shootings. Like, if you were to buy an AR-15, it comes in a box. And it says, like, splashed on the side in a big star, it says, perfect for school shootings. Straub wasn't the dad was informed by the Robert Kerr Elementary School's principal and separately by a coach that the hat was inappropriate. When he emailed the principal, he got a reply which said the hat in question had a picture of an AR-15. Weapons of any kind are not appropriate for students to wear in a school setting. So 3 months later, Dad filed the lawsuit with the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. The school superintendent, the principal, and the coach in question were all named as defendants. Dad said the hat doesn't break the school's dress code. Straub wants a declaration that the student's right to wear the hat is protected by the Constitution. So there you go. I don't know how the guy lost this. The court, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled in favor of the school by a 3-0 opinion, stating that the actions of the school were readily defensible. The court's opinion continued, quote, the record demonstrates that school officials relied on their knowledge of the student body to make a reasonable forecast of a substantial disruption in school activities. So they're predicting that, like, if the kid wears the AR-15 hat, it's going to be disruptive to the class. And therefore did not violate the First Amendment by asking the student to remove her hat. Wow, what do you think about this? I see that the radio station that I ripped this story off from is the way they're describing it. I don't know if I can look at it. Never mind. They're describing it as a violation of free speech. Branjo says, imagine wasting 2 years of your life just to prove you're an asshole. I want to hear from the kid. I want to hear from the kid herself. If she's a third grader, which is your what? 8 years old? I want the 8-year old to stand on the witness stand and say, yes. I think it's a great idea to wear the AR-15 come and take it hat as part of Be Kind Week. This is, in my opinion, well worth it. I mean, if I'm a teacher or an educator and I get to have the entertainment of dealing with some high-strung asshole dad, I think that that's a fantastic thing. I would love that type of interaction just to watch this happen. What kind of sick fuck is going to say, yeah, my daughter is wearing a come and take it flag? Honestly, you already have been having this giant victory lap now with Trump in office, and you have still 3 years and 4 months of this horse shit going on. And you're going to go ahead and make and sue the school over free speech because your AR-15 hat was not worn by the kid. Cole writes, if the school says take the hat off, take it off. Know your audience. Don't wear the come and take it hat to school. Asshole of the day is the kid's dad. Now look, Cole is, he's like on the right too. Like he's, he like has a MAGA hat on now. Tophus is here. He says, I hope they get a judge that has sensibility and throws this shit out of court. No, they've already ruled. They've already ruled that this was not a violation of free speech. The case is over. That was in federal court. The next step would have to be the Supreme Court, and it's not going to be. But just the fact that this piece of shit dad, for the last 2 years and 3 months, has been bitching and moaning about this thing. What a cock. What an asshole. And this all stemming from wear a nice, be kind hat to school week. God damn. What a disaster. Trump is in the news. Trump was on Meet the Press over the weekend. Now, Trump likes to indicate that he follows his lawyer's advice. So one of the things that came up during this week's edition of Meet the Press, whoever's interviewing him asked him if he has to uphold the Constitution. And his response is garnering a lot of attention.
About this, because obviously you've had a back and forth with the Supreme Court. In a 9-0 decision, the Supreme Court directed your administration to facilitate the return. You've talked about this in the past of Kilmar Abrego Garcia from a prison in El Salvador, whose deportation your administration called an administrative error. You said in a recent interview you could bring him back, but you won't. Are you defying the Supreme Court, sir?
No, I'm relying on the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, who's very capable, doing a great job, because I'm not involved in the legality or the illegality. I have lawyers to do that, and that's why I have a great DOJ. We have a great one. We had a very corrupt one before. Now we have a great one. And they're not viewing the decision the way you said it. They don't view it that way at all. They think it's a totally different decision.
Well, you say you have the power to bring him back, though. Your attorney general says, quote, that's up to El Salvador. Just to put a fine point on this, do you have the power to bring Abrego Garcia back as the Supreme Court?
Well, I have the power to
ask for. I think this is the guy that they said was in the gang. And then they're like, no, he's not in the gang. And then they said, no, he's in the gang. So it's like they're trying to figure out if he's in the gang or not.
Him to come back if I'm instructed by the attorney general that it's legal to do so. But the decision as to whether or not he should come back will be the head of El Salvador. He's a very capable man.
Well, you know, and your attorney general has said it, the issue is with that word facilitate. Will you seek clarification from the Supreme Court? Do you need to go back to the Supreme
Court?
We
may do that. I was asking about that. We may do that.
Your Secretary of State says everyone who's here, citizens and non-citizens, deserve due process. Do you agree, Mr. President?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Well, the Fifth Amendment.
He's in the I don't know phase.
Amendment says
I don't know. It might say that, but if you're talking about that, then we'd have to have.
The Fifth Amendment, it might say that.
A million or 2 million or 3 million trials. We have thousands of people that are some murderers and some drug dealers and some of the worst people on earth.
But
some of the worst, most dangerous people on earth. And I was elected to get them the hell out of here. And the courts are holding me from doing it.
But even given those numbers that you're talking about, don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States?
This is the big thing. This is the big. I wish they would have just. They gave me way too much context. Don't you have to uphold the Constitution of the United States?
Even given those numbers that you're talking about, don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president?
I don't know.
I don't know if I have to uphold the Constitution of the United. That's right. The president of the United States just said, I don't know if I have to uphold the Constitution.
You need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president?
I don't know. I have to respond by saying again, I have brilliant lawyers that work for me, and they are going to obviously follow what the Supreme Court said. What you said is not what I heard the Supreme Court said. They have a different interpretation.
Is anyone in your administration right now in contact with El Salvador about returning Abrego Garcia to the United States?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the Attorney General that question.
Okay, so he's just passing the buck, you know. Trump is, he gets people out of the country, and then he hopes that you will all lose interest in what is going on here.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And I will tell you that that is going to work. People don't care enough about Abrego Garcia. They do for a little while, and then it's like, meh, it's going to run out of steam. He does whatever the hell he wants. Okay? Oh, my God. I don't know if I have to uphold the Constitution. I actually give him credit. I mean, if you're going to say I don't know, and it's just up to my lawyers, at least he's not lying. Joe Martinez says the great lawyers that keep losing and the dumb shit who wants to open Alcatraz. Now, that was my next story. So, unfortunately, Joe Martinez is going to have to sit a few plays out. Your old pal, EZ. Remember, if you're thinking about it, odds are I'm going to talk about it. Because I prepare myself to actually do this show. So if you go ahead and just blurt something out to the chat, you're doing something that I hate, and that is stealing my thunder. So you're going to have to sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up. All right? This is not the Joe Martinez podcast. Okay? This is the Eric Zane Show podcast. And I run a tight ship. I like people talking about what I'm talking about. I don't like people looking in their crystal ball and saying this is what you should be talking about. It's the way I run my show. Piano Finger Banger says audience lecture incoming. Well, yeah, that's the way you have to do it. I mean, if someone's going to go ahead and just say, yeah. Tyler says he's going to double down when he comes back. No, he'll forget. All right. Joe Martinez is now back. He says, how the fuck am I going to know what you're going to talk about, dumb shit? Yeah, I don't know. Everybody else seems to do okay. He has another account. I will now give that a timeout. As he's now resorted to insulting me and calling me names. And I don't know. And Piano Finger Banger says, I'm with Joe on this one. All right, well, you're getting a timeout too. I will just swing this ban hammer mercilessly and let you all know that at the end of the day, I am the big swinging dick around here. You may be in charge of your own little corner of the world, but you have no sway here. None at all. I think I'll go on to my next story. And that is Trump has decided that he is going to open up Alcatraz Island. This is incredible. That place has been a tourist trap for 60 years. That's how long that thing has been closed. I'm not sure why this is even happening. That's right. Alcatraz Island, Trump says he is reopening it. He has ordered it to be reopened. Quote, for too long, America has been plagued by vicious, violent, and repeat criminal offenders, the dregs of society who will never contribute anything other than misery and suffering. When we were a more serious nation in times past, we did not hesitate to lock up the most dangerous criminals and keep them far away from anyone they could harm. Now, I don't have a problem with bad guys being locked up, okay? I just don't know if I want them locked up in a prison that was outdated 60 years ago. Considering the fact that the last time that thing was open was 1963. It had a 29-year run in prison on Alcatraz Island where Al Capone, George Machine Gun Kelly. The place is a museum now. So I'm not sure that opening that back up is such a great idea. How would you like to be the people that get hired to work on Alcatraz Island? Something tells me the Wi-Fi might be a little slow on the island. The reason why they closed it in the first place was the cost to actually keep it running regularly. It was a huge expense. So I'm not sure why somebody who is been all about not spending unnecessary dollars and cents would move to opening something as shitty as Alcatraz Island. You know, they say that it's very difficult to escape from there, if at all, because the prison is surrounded by sharks and the 2-mile swim to the mainland is next to impossible. I was this close way back when during the triathlon days to doing a triathlon where you start the thing at the island. You jump off the island. That's actually a boat, a ferry boat right next to the island. And all the athletes are on it. And you jump off the boat into San Francisco Bay and swim to San Francisco, the 2-mile swim. That's a thing. It's called the Escape from Alcatraz Triathlon. I'm like, I got to do this. All the while you're swimming, they have boats all the way to the 2-mile swim to the shore, and you have to swim in between these boats. They're like rowboats, and each boat has a guy with sonar. Shark repellent. Like, I guess the sound coming off of these things keeps sharks away. Imagine that. Now, when you do triathlons regularly, you're crazy and you do stupid shit. So, right now, if someone said, EZ, would you do something like that? No, I wouldn't do that. That's a horrible decision. I mean, why would I trust somebody with a sonar shark repellent fucking thing to doing a good job? What if one squeaks through the net and decides to have a chomp fest on your old pal EZ during my swim? Now, over the years, the Alcatraz triathlon, I don't think there's ever been a time, at least I haven't heard of any, where a person has been mauled by a shark. But holy shit. That was actually a thing. Then you get down to the swim and you pedal all throughout San Francisco and you run your ass off, whatever the fuck. But I don't know. The idea of Trump opening up Alcatraz Island, that just sounds like it's ridiculous. I can't see that working out. Meanwhile, the markets seem to be rebounding. And I'm not sure why that is. Up another 100 points as of right now. Now, since Trump took over, his inauguration was January, I think, 6th, 8th, somewhere around there. When he got into office, the market was at 42,635. It immediately soared as high as 44,882. Through February, it stayed about the same. Talk of tariffs commenced on February 20. Market started to take a shit. About 1 month later, it had dropped from 44,627 down to 40,813 to hit a low of about 37,645 April 8th. There was another big dip after it came back April 21. Since April 21, it's been steadily rising. Currently 41,814. If you go back to the election, that's only a couple thousand away from as high as it was, 43,729 during the election. Tumultuous, yes. But why in the world would it come back? I don't know shit about this. All I'll tell you is that the markets went into the dumper as soon as the word about tariffs came around. Well, now tariffs are still here. Shouldn't it, with in theory, continue to go down? That just goes to show you that this market, the stock market, is basically just bullshit. It's just good news, bad news. Who are the assholes that decide to pull their money out of the market just because there's a bit of bad news? Shut the fuck up and leave it in there. My God. Ridiculous. Tophis says, first of all, concerning Alcatraz, is the island owned by the federal government? Yes, it's a national park. They're basically converting a national park into a prison. Then he adds, the markets are artificially inflated. It doesn't reflect the actual economy. Well, maybe not, but at the end of the day, all I'm concerned with is the dollars and cents under the name Eric Zaytunian. Man Bun Chris with a great point. All those years of my dad saying send them to the island may actually be coming to fruition with the idea that Alcatraz Island would be opened up to put prisoners on. Outstanding. I got a frantic phone call over the weekend. Speaking of my dad. I might have mentioned this to you. It was Charity Scam Mike. You got to come home. Okay, what's up? Well, your dad, he's driving Joanne nuts. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, you know, he continues his decline. So you got to come home for 2 days. I'm like, okay, what? I need more information. Well, Joanne needs some time away. I go, oh, yeah, I can see that. So I want you to go there, and then Joanne can leave. Now, there's a million questions that come to mind. I'm like, first of all, what's this going to do? All right, well, it's going to get her some time away. I go, well, what's he going to do? Well, he's going to talk to you for 24 hours asking where Joanne is. I go, oh, okay. Yeah, so that's what you got to do. I go, well, does Joanne want this? He goes, no. I go, well, shouldn't she want to do that? I mean, she's probably going to be worried about him. Yeah. I don't know if this, if you thought this one through. But anyway, I don't know. I guess I'm supposed to go there and keep an eye on my dad. I kind of want my dad and Joanne to move to like a spa type of resort, you know, sell the house and spend the inheritance. That's what I want them to do, and that's what they should do. If you get into a scenario like wife is 88, husband is 91, and in decline, you've got an acre and a half of property that has to be maintained. That's a lot. Wouldn't it be nice to be in a setting where it's just a nice place to live, where they serve you three meals? You can go get a snack anytime you want. You've got bingo and shuffleboard, and you're playing cards, you're playing pinochle and euchre. And there's an on staff medical team there just in case, and you're given all your independence, but with just your beck and call, you push a button, someone's there in 90 seconds to take care of you. Wouldn't that be nice? Why don't we explore that? You can go in the hot tub. If you take a dump, no big deal. Somebody will drain it and clean it out for you inside of the hot tub. Who cares? That's what I think you need to do. I'm going to try to... Okay, this will be the goal in mind. I will go and do this. But just picture this. Because the one thing that my dad needs to have is Joanne by his side at all times. Now, I agree that getting him out of the environment of his home into a new environment might be a little weird to him, but I'm starting to think that if it comes down to a safety issue, whatever, for him in the home, and just Joanne, like I said, she's no spring chicken. She's 88. The sweet thing needs a little bit of wiggle room to be able to relax herself, I would say. I think this needs to be impressed on our sweet gal. Piano Finger Banger says, going through this now with my uncle. He's in his 80s, his early dementia, and over a half a million in the bank. We're trying to convince him to go to a retirement home. Well, honestly, with that much money, he could probably live off of that and probably still make a little bit with that dollar amount and his age. Vamster says, I moved AC. Don't know what that means. Welcome to you. All right, so that's on my mind right now. I try to keep everybody happy, you know, as best as I can. Thank you to Tyler for sending me some not AI of Bill Belichick from the disastrous CBS Sunday morning interview, which I think that was a week ago, but it seems like a month ago because it's been talked about so much. Thank you to Chris D, who first tipped me off to that segment when it all took place. By the way, Belichick is... the word on the street is he's hiring a PR firm to help him navigate, I guess, life after this disastrous interview of his. Let's get into this not at all AI clip from that same interview.
Wanted to ask Bill about his new relationship. Based on the age difference, it was impossible to tell whether Jordan's a gold-digging grave robber or just a kind soul, keeping Bill's dusty balls from fossilizing.
You have Jordan right over there. She's got your 73-year-old dick working overtime, doesn't she?
Just like Super Bowl 51, that little vixen could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Or it's like my grandfather used to say, she could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch. Anyways, Bill, tell me the truth. How many times a day are you guys getting it in?
The morning, afternoon, and night. Tony, she's fucking insatiable.
You know, I'm struggling to visualize you two actually banging. Tell me this. When you guys do the deed,
how does it typically go down?
Wet, sloppy, and slightly violent. Yeah. It's like fucking Foxborough in February.
Like Foxborough, you say? Do you wear the cutoff hoodie while you're doing it? Or is that just a sideline thing?
Not talking about this.
No. Okay.
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
That was a really dumb question on your part. She makes me dress like a slave boy in all leather.
Okay. Bill, am I in danger right now? Blink twice if I should run. Fuck this. I'm out.
I want it.
Okay. Outstanding. Love it. Vamster says, I actually moved back home to take care of my elderly dad for 4 years. It was rough, but I would do it again. Yeah. Now, I would do that for them as well. I don't think that they're interested in any of that as a couple. Perhaps if there was only one of them. But that's where we are right now. I'm looking at the possibility of being there for a couple of days visiting and using that as an opportunity to talk to my beloved stepmother about this exact topic and the way I talk. Kind of like talking up the possibilities. I'm just interested in, hey, maybe can we just go look at a couple of places? Can we run out a ground ball? Can we go on a fact-finding mission for you? Yeah, just sell the place, live off the residuals, pay rent at your new facility. Those places are usually fairly expensive, but you're not going to live forever. I think that you would enjoy yourselves. You would be a lot less stressed, you know? Vamster indicates that in that setting, him or her and the beloved family member made up for lost time. We didn't get along when I was younger. It was either that or put him in a home, and he didn't want to do that. No. I'm with you. I like that idea. All right. So thank you for letting me just expand on that. Nick says, at least a condo where you don't have to worry about a bunch of chores. Precisely. That's exactly what I'm thinking. That type of setting. And they have those with like where my stepdad, Wally, lives. He's got his own condo. Kitchen, full deal. It's actually too big because he lived there with my mother. He has no need for all the room, but he just kept it. Being that he's blind now, if he needs anybody to help him, he can help. They can help him get to the cafeteria, but he can actually manage it on his own. Just goes down the hall, make a right, left, down the elevator, up the stairs, or whatever. He can go get his lunch, or they'll bring it to him. If anything happens, needs a doc, you can still make the friends, still hang out. That's what I'm saying. I think I might be able to make some ground with that. I got my dad to agree to sell me his truck the one time. I did the old judo move on him, and he was still driving earlier on in his dementia, and he shouldn't have been driving, and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't quit driving, and then all I had to do was go to him and say, gosh darn it, man, look at that truck. I wish I owned that. I need a truck. He percolated for about half an hour, and he goes, I will sell you the truck. You must buy it. Okay, Dad, if you say so. Tyler says, do they have beep, beep shuffleboard or anything like that for the blind residents? God, I don't know. All right. on today's Patreon, which you can get for free, by the way. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I'm going to feature the video of Diana being hypnotized. You're going to love it. Very, very freaky, to be sure. Thank you to Adam Kasari. He's the realtor of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast. He's in West Michigan. He wrecked his limited late model 9K car yesterday before they even got to the green flag. They're racing at Berlin Saturday. As the flag started to drop, everybody took off, and then the dickheads in the front all checked up. So they all slowed down except for the guy behind Adam, who bashed into the back of his Eric Zane Show podcast car. And that was it. Done for the night. If you want him to help you buy or sell a home, reach out at 616-914-4067. 616-914-4067. Meanwhile, Berlin Raceway, I'm giving away tickets this week, a four-pack of tickets for Berlin Raceway. That's on my Facebook page. Like that status, and you are in the running for a four-pack of tickets to the races. Buy tickets. They're $14 at berlinraceway.com. Kids free, 15 and under. You can bring in a cooler, 12 by 18 or smaller. And parking is free. Speaking of cars, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV repairs cars for Eric Zane Show podcast audience members. They are right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can find them online at ervines.com. ervines.com. Irvine's. 616-532-6600. When it comes to health insurance, have Frank Fuss help you navigate healthcare.gov. For those of you in between jobs, perhaps you're self-employed or your boss just doesn't offer health insurance, Frank will help you navigate healthcare.gov. Reach out to him. Go to the website buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com for more information. And finally today, when I get my hair cut, I go to King's Room Barbershop. Head over to kingsroom.net for exact locations, schedules, and hours of operation. But just know this, a haircut's going to set you back $19 plus tip. They've got three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street in Wyoming, Michigan. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to announce the asshole of the day. Before I get to that, Piano Finger Banger says, EZ, can we please get your breakdown of the 100 guys versus one silverback gorilla debate? Unfortunately, Piano Finger Banger, we've already done that bit. I don't know if it was on this podcast platform or the Patreon, but it has been completed. In a nutshell, the gorillas have it, or in this case, the gorilla. Jeremy, with his prediction that the asshole of the day is AR-15 hat asshole. You are correct. Well done. And that is my time. I appreciate you folks so very much for being part of the show. If you want more podcasting, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane. And sign up for 7 days free. That's going to do it for this, though. Thank you so much for being in attendance on the live chat and listening to the audio podcast wherever you download shows. Talk to you on the Patreon. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.